The scripture reading and reflection today is based on Isaiah 40, 27 to 31. Waiting. Waiting on the Lord is the patient expectation that God will fulfill his promises in his word and will strengthen us to rise above life's difficulties. It means to completely trust in God, to turn our lives and be in a fixed position of trusting in God. Right now, we're all getting tested by the worldview and what's happening out there. There's nothing new under the sun. So how is your faith attitude lately? We need to let the Spirit of truth guide us. Change the thoughts and you change the person. I recently read one of the best examples of a faith attitude. And it was found on the wall of a German concentration camp. On it, a prisoner had carved these words: "I believe in the sun, even though it doesn't shine. I believe in love, even when it isn't shown. I believe in God, even when he doesn't speak. I try to imagine the person who etched those words. I try to envision his skeletal hand gripping the broken glass or stone that cut into that wall. I try to imagine his eyes squinting through the darkness as he carved each letter. What hand could have cut such a conviction? What eyes could have seen good in such horror? There is only one answer: eyes that chose to see and believe the unseen. Eyes that chose to see and believe the unseen." It's hard to explain that. And I ran across John 3:3. It said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Eyes that chose to see and believe the unseen. Isn't that the basis of our Christian faith? That is the foundation we all need to build our faith on. I'm going to read Isaiah 40, 27 to 31. In my Bible, it starts out, "O Israel." I used to think Israel was just talking about the Jewish people, but the real breakdown of the word is God's chosen people. And if we have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are God's chosen people. Amen? I don't know about you, but I am really humbled out of the billions of people on earth, God has chosen me. "O chosen ones, how can you say that the Lord does not see your troubles? How can you say God refuses to hear your case? Have you never heard or understood? Don't you know that the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth? He never grows faint or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to those who are tired and worn out. He offers strength to the weak. Even youths will become exhausted and young men will give up. But those who wait on the Lord will find new strength. They will fly high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. So even the strongest people get tired at times. But God's power and strength never diminish. Chosen ones, He is never too tired, He is never too busy to listen and help. His strength is our source of strength. So when you feel all of life is crushing in and you cannot go another step, remember that you can call upon God to renew your strength. You can call upon God to renew your faith. This may shock you, but I believe the single most significant decision that I can make on a day-to-day basis is my choice of having a faith attitude. It's more important than my past, my education, my bankroll, more important than my successes or failures, what other people think about me or even say about me. It's more important than my circumstances. Choosing a faith attitude keeps me going. Having a bad worldly view or worldly attitude cripples my progress. Having a faith attitude alone fuels my fire. A bad attitude assaults my hope. So when my attitudes are right, there's no barrier too high, no valley too deep, no dream too extreme, and no challenge too great for me and you, chosen ones. Yet, we all must admit that we spend more of our time concentrating and fretting over the things we can't change in this life than we do giving attention to the one thing that can change our view, is giving the choice of having and developing a faith attitude. Hebrews 11:1 starts out with a question. What is faith? And it gives us this answer. It is the confident assurance that what we hope for is going to happen. It is the evidence of things we cannot yet see. Having a faith attitude gives us eyes that choose to see and believe. Believe in the sun even when it doesn't shine. Believe in love even when it isn't shown. And believe in God that is in control even if we do not hear Him speak. With a faith attitude, we can say hallelujah anyway when things don't go our way. With a faith attitude, we will have a great day. And with a faith attitude, we will have a greater eternity. Amen. Can I get an amen? Amen. So we're going to commence into a hymn sing. I don't know about you guys, but it's amazing about songs. I don't even remember what I did yesterday, but I can walk into a bank, and if they're playing music, somehow I remember all the words. Songs come from a different reservoir in our brains than speech. Psychologists tell us that music comes from the right side of the brain. It is one of God's great blessings that the right hemisphere of the brain is also the seat of many of our emotions, not all of which stay upbeat all the time. So how gracious for God to locate a soothing balm for our sorrow as well as a release for our joy right alongside one another. So it's a gift from the one who flows light into the darkness and gives us songs to sing in the darkness of the night. Enjoy the hymn singing.